The spring semester in the Academy of the Arts, there are a tremendous number of activities all through the month of May. We squeeze everything in before the public schools finish, and as the university is finishing, then we just kick into gear and have a lot of concerts and a lot of performances and have a great time.
Starts May 1st with recitals.
Yes.
A very elemental part of music education.
It's extremely important. As a matter of fact, I mean, all of our students from preschool through high school who are taking private lessons, we strongly encourage. We don't require, but we strongly encourage them to participate in recitals, because if they're going to work weekly for 15 weeks and they're going to be practicing every day on all of their repertoire, you know, you want that to culminate in a performance. And we need those kids to get out on stage and get used to being in front of people and having the opportunity to perform, a lot of them from memory. And so it's a very good experience. We don't require them, because there are some people that just simply want to take a lesson and they never want to be on stage. But for the most part, you know, most kids, most young people, children, high school, junior high kids, they all want to be on stage. So we really encourage that, and it's a great fit.
So that's May 1st. Now, May 2nd is an event that, since you and I have started our conversations, I have been anxiously waiting to have happen.
Yes.
Just because I cannot in my mind's eye see what it's going to look like. And I cannot wait. It's the Flute Choir African Drum Ensemble Spring Concert on May 2nd.
That's correct. We have these two new ensembles this year. And the Flute Choir, there are two flute choirs. There's a total of 15 flutes. It's an amazing group. A lot of those flute kids feed into our Youth Honors Orchestra program. And they're students from about sixth grade through high school. So we have the junior flutes. They're a younger group. And then the high school flutes are all-state type of students. They're very advanced. They're probably going to be music majors. And so they come together and they'll play some separate pieces and they'll play some pieces together. I've been listening to the flute choir rehearse, and interestingly, I love it because they take a lot of piano music and arrange it for flute, and a lot of Debussy. And so I've been going in there hearing, Debussy arabesque, Clair de Lune, foray pieces, just a variety of pieces that can be arranged really well for flute, and it's beautiful.
So as a pianist, you're not selfish and say, no, that should stay with
no,
my instrument.
I almost think it sounds better on the flute. It's just so beautiful. You hear all the lines and you hear the voicings, and a flute choir is no different than a choral group. They have their part. So you may hear three and four parts at a time, and the lines are beautiful. You can really hear the various parts and the blend. And so it's a great, great sound. And on that same program, we have a new African drum ensemble this year, which we're hoping to really build into a large ensemble. Now it's a small group, a good group of sixth and seventh graders. And we have a wonderful instructor who's just an outstanding percussionist. And that group is going to perform. They're doing a variety of, well, it's African drum music, and the emphasis is on rhythm. Mm-hmm. They're learning how to do different rhythms. They're learning how to do different hand positions to get the drums to sound different ways, different timbres. And it's very interesting to listen to them. I mean, I could listen for hours because of the rhythm. It's so high energy. And so they're going to be on the concert as well, and it'll be divided between some flute music and then African drums and then, again, some more flute music. So it should be just a wonderful night.
Yeah, it should be. May 6th, the Spring Choral Concert. You do pack these things together.
We do. Well, we have the Breedlove Auditorium. For people who are familiar with UA Fort Smith, the Breedlove Auditorium is the auditorium. And so we're trying to work our schedule around other, the university theater program and the university music program. So May is a great fit for us, and it's a great fit for the public school kids that are involved in the academy. It's a time when they're ready to perform and love to do it, and then everything else is kind of winding down, so that works out well. So yeah, we pack a lot into May. And I should say that basically all of these events are free and they're open to the public. The Flute Choir and African Drum Concert is at 7 in Breedlove, 7 p.m. We try to do 7 p.m. concerts unless they are a professional artist series. Our kids, we get them there a little bit earlier. So the choir program on Friday night, May 6th, we have a fully fully graded choir program, children's choir from grades 3 through grade 6. Those kids, if they're in children's choir, they can also participate in show choir kids, which is a singing and dancing group. So we'll be hearing both the show choir and the children's choir that night. And like I say, they can participate in both. So show choir is really an ensemble of kids. And then we have our junior high chorale, which is a select ensemble of kids from ages 12 through about 15. No changed voices. It's all unchanged voices, girls and boys. And it's about a 25 to 30 member group that they have to audition to participate because they sing very advanced repertoire. They're singing a 4A piece, Cantique de Jean Racine, which is just beautiful. Something that would not be maybe sung at their school. We try to do some things that enhance what's going on in the school. So they do some other, you know, more advanced repertoire. They're actually going to perform that and the Vivaldi Gloria, parts of the Vivaldi Gloria with the Youth Honors Orchestra at the end of that month. So they're going to premiere some of these pieces on their concert on May 6th. So May 6th is a 7 p.m. concert. And again, it's a free event. And it's just a complete evening of children's choir music, advanced choral music, show choir, pop, jazz, you know, a little bit of sacred, some traditional classical choir music, great music with all of our choral.